What's going on, everybody? Happy holidays. Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, and you're checking in to Pat's Chat. The moment is here. Help me welcome Mr. Adam Butler. My first hard-hitting question. Have you done all your Christmas shopping?
I have.
What? No, you're a liar.
Yep, you're lying
to the kids?
Nope.
Already? Are you wrapped up? Everything? Or you do bags?
No, you know what? I haven't wrapped any up.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I celebrate Christmas, but I'm celebrating it a little bit different this year.
What are we doing?
Now I'm just sending gifts to people.
You play on Christmas Eve, so it's going to be a little difficult.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so it's harder to wrap. So now I just, you know, I just bought them all online. You know, I love Amazon Prime.
Shout out to the Prime people of the world as well. Okay. No, but seriously, let's be serious. Talk about playing at Vanderbilt. Are you, like, crazy smart?
I mean, I wouldn't say crazy smart, but, you know, I mean, I know a good
bit
of stuff.
Thing or two?
Right.
How was it playing there?
It was great. It was great. The first 2 years was really awesome. And then after that, you know, we got a new coach, Derek Mason. You know, it was kind of rough at first, but in the end, we came out pretty good.
That's awesome. Now, I read an article about you online. This sounds like it would be a little bit intimidating. You had a two-hour-long meeting with Bill Belichick.
Oh, my gosh. What? Yeah.
I would have fainted. How did that go?
It went pretty good. I was really nervous, though, because, I mean, he's the best coach of all time, you know? And we just, it was
two
actually,
hours?
Yeah, 2 hours long. And it was actually the week of my pro day, the day before my pro day. And my coaches came and found me and told me that he wanted to talk to me. And when I went in the office with him, we just sat and talked football for 2 hours straight. It was pretty good.
Did he laugh? Did he show teeth? No. No, it was a serious conversation.
Yeah.
And now you're a rookie. How is it being a rookie on the Patriots? Because, I mean, that's a lot to handle, and it's the New England Patriots.
It's tough to handle, but I'm grateful for the opportunity. So every day I come in, you know, I come in all smiles, you know, no matter what comes my way, you know, I'm just happy to be here. So.
That's amazing. All right, guys, we have our first question.
What are Saturdays for?
The boys, man.
Wasn't planned at all. He had no idea what he was going to ask. Oh, you know what? I forgot to ask about this. 2017, big world of social media.
Right.
I stalked you on Instagram because that's what every female does.
Did you?
I saw you got hacked.
Yeah, I got hacked.
What happened? What were they posting?
So don't click on any suspicious links. It's a trick. So I clicked on a link, right, and it looked like it logged me out of Instagram. So I signed back in, and then they had my password.
They had you.
Yeah,
they got
me.
You. You got.
Yeah.
And now you're back, and you only have one photo up. I'm going to need you to step your game up.
Okay.
Maybe like a selfie today.
I just
today
got it
something.
Back like 2 days ago.
That's enough time. Hit us with an Instagram story or something today, will you?
True. Okay. No problem.
Next question. Don't be nervous. Anybody? Okay. I'll come around there. I mean, I just want to warn you guys that I will continue to ask questions about Instagram and what Snapchat filters he used. We could do this all day.
I am Adam. What was the atmosphere like going from college to the pros just like that?
Yeah, it's definitely a different deal. You know, Vanderbilt's it's a smaller college, you know, so there's not as many fans as there is, you know, in the NFL. But it's definitely a lot more people here.
So this is coming in via Facebook, hot and heavy. What is your 2018 New Year's resolution?
Wow, you know what? I don't really have one yet.
Put on the spot.
But now that I'm put on the spot, it would probably be to be more organized, you know, probably like organize my time, you know, more efficiently.
Okay.
And make sure that I have my day planned out more smoothly.
Well, when you're just at home and you don't have anything planned out, what are you doing? Are you a gamer?
I'm definitely a gamer, okay. But I watch a lot of film. I don't know, does anybody play Destiny or COD? Anybody? Yeah, I love COD. So I always play COD, you know, when I'm not watching film.
COD is Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you, like, put the headset on and play with, like, kids overseas and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're all
about, yeah, definitely.
They have no idea who they're playing with. That's insane.
Right. But, I mean, if you don't do that, then you can't, like, you can't hear people sneaking up on you. You know, you put on the headsets to, like, hear footsteps and stuff.
Wow.
So somebody
Everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So somebody could walk right up behind you and just go,
yeah,
you know,
I'm going to need you to stick to that resolution then. We're going to fall back in the games a little bit, right. You know. All right, here we go. Next question.
Hi. Does the coach give you any, like, quizzes to keep you on top of your game or anything like that?
Oh, all the time. Every day he's asking me different questions about the opponents, you know, asking me different questions about what we're going to do versus this situation versus that situation. So every day is a quiz.
All right, this one's via Facebook. What D lineman have you learned the most from?
I would probably say Trey Flowers. I mean, that guy, he's just, man, he's amazing. You know, I try to learn, you know, his different, you know, pass rush moves, you know, and how he goes about his pass rush. You know, what's his process? What's he looking at? You know, what's his priority?
Is he your bestie on the team?
No.
Who's your bestie?
Dietrich. Dietrich Wise. Yeah.
So happy, too. Like, did you guys know each other before, or?
We actually did. And you know what? I've shared this story so many times.
Tell us everything.
Right. We met each other in high school.
Okay.
We both threw shot put. And he beat me by probably half an inch.
And he probably still doesn't stop talking about it.
No, he doesn't. He reminds me of it all the time. But I was going to go to state if I would have won that track meet, but he knocked me out of state. So.
Wow. Yeah, so I would keep on talking about that, too. Did I see a question on this side?
Okay. David, how does it feel to play with Tom Brady?
Man, I can't even describe that feeling. I mean, this guy's played 17 years in the NFL, you know, and he's arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, you know, and I just, man, I get chills every time I see him, you know, like just walking past him.
Me too.
Yeah, every day just walking past him, you know, it's an honor. And when you see him, you know, and you actually interact with him, you know, you would think he's like a guy that's up in the clouds, but he's not, you know, he's down to earth and he's a nice guy.
So nice to hear. Now, I always ask this question because I judge people off this one. This is like, means the world to me. Mm-hmm. Do you watch any shows? Is there a do not miss show that you have to watch, like you DVR?
You know what? I don't really watch TV, but I do watch anime. And I mean, that's why I have this jacket on. I love, this is.
Does anyone know what this jacket means? I don't know anime. I don't
know. Anyone know?
Oh,
no.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Naruto?
Yeah, it's from Naruto. Yeah, this is actually Kakashi's vest. I don't know. Well, I don't know if anybody else watches it. You said you watch it. Cool. Like,
he's like, cool.
He's a good guy.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I love Naruto. It's very.
Is that a land? Like, I don't know any of this.
No, Naruto. He's a ninja.
Oh, he's a ninja. Got
yeah,
it. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
he's
following.
A ninja. And a little short summary about him. He was born with no parents. He grew up not understanding why. He found out later. And it was actually like this thing called the nine-tailed fox, and it like destroyed like half the village. And he grew up, people didn't like him, but in the end, people respected him. And he's a really good people person, makes a lot of friends, brings everybody together. It's
wow.
a good
I'm
going
to talk about this on my show today on the radio. I'm going to sound a lot smarter.
Okay.
Facebook wants to know, as a rookie, what have you learned the most from the Patriots?
That every day is a privilege. It's not a right, you know, to come out there and practice every day. You know, you have to give it everything you got. You know, just because you're here doesn't mean you're going to be here tomorrow.
Now, is it a little tough for you? Let's be honest. New England is not the favorite team right mm-hmm. now. A lot of people love to hate the Patriots, players and fans.
Right.
How does that feel? I feel like that might motivate you a little bit.
Well, yeah, it does motivate me a little bit. I mean, I was from Texas, so before I got here, you know, I was kind of a Dallas fan, and everyone hates Dallas, too, but it doesn't really pressure me at all being here. I mean, yeah. All we do is win, so of course people aren't going to like us.
Of course. Facebook is now, what is Facebook asking, Dave? Shout out to everybody on Facebook that's checking in. Mm-hmm. Who is your idol growing up?
It's probably my dad.
Wow. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that, because I think everyone probably thought you would say a football player.
No, it was my dad. My dad served in the military. He was in the Air Force. He served for 20 plus years, and he retired Master Sergeant in the Air Force.
Wow.
I really looked up to my dad a lot, and I still do. And as a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't even be sitting here if it wasn't for him motivating me, you know, to never quit and to, you know, stay with it. Because at one point in my life, I actually rode the bench and never played, you know, so I thought my career was over. But he just encouraged me to stay with it, and here I am.
Wow, I wonder what that coach thinks about that decision right now.
Yeah.
Why did I bench him? Next question, guys, anyone? Okay. Yeah, I'd probably be not too happy with that decision.
Hi, my name is Ed. Is being a football player just like a regular person? Like, do you have to be here? Like, what time do you get here in the morning? And do you go home at a certain time and have your evenings free?
Right. Yeah, it's football is very structured, and it's actually a very good reflection of, you know, what it's like to be, you know, the average person in America. I mean, you have to, you know, you have to be disciplined. You know, you have to be organized.
We're working on that in 2018, Ed.
Right, 2018. And, you know, you have to make sure you're on time. There's a penalty for not being on time. You know, it's a great reflection of everyday life. So,
on game day, what is your pregame looking like? What are you eating? Who are you listening to? Mm-hmm.
So normally I just eat like chicken, you know, baked chicken, lean stuff and vegetables. Sometimes I get, you know, spaghetti and marinara sauce, but not all the time.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a special treat.
Yeah, I like to get some carbs in.
There we go. And do you listen to anybody, like, to get pumped up?
You know what? It's kind of a cross between, like, Meek Mill, and I actually listen to a little bit of rock, too. I like, I like Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else? You two could be friends, huh? You're shaking your head. No, all about anime. Facebook wants to know what your touchdown dance would be.
Touchdown dance. You know what? I don't know. You know, I'd probably, like, copy Gronk, but I don't know. It probably wouldn't be good.
No, you can't. You can't copy Gronk.
Well, then I'd probably just throw the ball, like, 20 miles in the air.
Okay. So. And you do have a very specific sack dance.
Oh, well, now, yeah.
Yeah. Can we see that?
It's kinda
have you guys
like,
seen that?
Oh, you mean, like, the one that I got against Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know what? I didn't even really plan that, you know?
Okay, like, to me that looked like you had something in mind.
No. Okay. I was just, you know, excited, and when I got up, you know, I just sort of, you know, like I was just so happy.
You were
happy.
Just doing a little high knees? Just,
yeah, and I just...
Okay, so
I was
that wasn't something we thought about before.
No.
Okay,
no,
now the next sack that you get, mm-hmm. Do you have something in mind? Or you got something plotted out? You don't have to show us, it'll be a surprise, but...
Well, I got another one, but I didn't get to really do anything.
Okay.
But the next sack... I mean, I'd probably just scream and yell. Like, what I did in college, like, I would just... So, like, after I got a sack, like, I would just look up to the sky, you know, and just kind of flex a little bit and then just yell, you know?
And you just look so... You see the smile? Just, like, so most people would, like, probably try to look tough. You're, like,
right.
Just so happy.
I'm not that kind of guy.
Right. Do we have one more question? Anyone? Yeah, okay.
Hi, I'm Hunter. What's the environment like when you're on the field? Is it, like, just different or is it, like... How hard?
Yeah, well, I'll just compare it, like, to college or high school. Man, it's very fast-paced, you know? Like, you've got these smart quarterbacks like who we just played, Ben Roethlisberger, you know? You've got Matt Ryan, you know, and other quarterbacks like that, man. They're going to get up there. They're going to go. You know, they're going to hard count you, you know, to get you to jump off sides, you know, so they can read the defense and all this stuff. But before you know it, you know, it's going to snap. You know, sometimes you have to communicate to this person. Or if something changes, you know, you have to communicate to that person. You just have to know what's going on. But it's very fast-paced, and you have to think really quickly.
All right, Adam. Well, thank you for teaching me what anime is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go home and do some research. But, guys, give it up one more time for our man, Adam Butler, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.